This is KUOW's The Record. This weekend, we saw the end of a 30-year-old fight. It was over the 9,000-year-old remains of a man discovered on the banks of the Columbia River in 1996. Those remains eventually would become to be known as Kennewick Man. For decades, Kennewick Man was kept at Seattle's Burke Museum, as scientists argued to keep him for research, and Northwest tribes argued he was their ancestor and should be buried on tribal land. In 2015, a DNA study proved the tribes right. Last year, President Obama signed a law returning Kennewick Man to the tribes. On Friday, tribe representatives finally got Kennewick Man back. On Saturday, he was buried during a private ceremony. Northwest News Network's Anna King has been covering this story since 2003. She says, we don't know much about Kennewick Man's final resting place.
So we don't know a whole lot because it was very, very secret. It was only allowed for tribal members and certain staff members that they really trust. And in fact, like I even from unnamed sources, I didn't get much information. But what we do know is that early on the morning of Saturday, 200 people came and there was a feast after the burial. Tribal leaders from the Confederate tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, the Confederate tribes and bands of the Yakima Nation, the Nez Perce tribe, and the Colville Reservation and the Wanapum Band of Indians all gathered together, and their leaders performed a ceremony and they sang songs to bury the Kennewick Man somewhere on the Columbia Plateau.
And Anna, what have you heard from Northwest tribal members about what that reburial means for them?
So I have called all of my sources and asked for information. It's been really tight. People have not been speaking much beyond the press releases yet. But what I do know is that Armin Minthorn and I sat down before the burial.
Who is Armin Minthorn?
Armin Minthorn is a tribal leader and council member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation. He told me that this is going to be the best day when they reburied Kennewick Man. He's personally been involved in this fight for 20 years, waiting to see Kennewick Man go back into the ground. And so I think that he's just really excited. He told me there when we were speaking about this idea of the piece of paper. Native Americans in the Northwest believe that everything they do, whether good or bad or otherwise, is all written down on a piece of paper by the creator. And at the end of their life, that they're judged by that piece of paper, by all the good and all the bad they've done in their life. And he's hoping that reburying the Kennewick Man goes back on his piece of paper and that he'll see Kennewick Man when he eventually passes away.
Anna, you've been covering this issue for years and along the way really trying to learn about the Native people who are so invested in Kennewick Man. Will you tell the story about your hiking into the Blue Mountains outside of Walla Walla?
Yeah, so I've hiked several times into the Blue Mountains to dig roots with women and girls in ceremonial root digging. And they eat roots much like we eat potatoes. It's a starchy food that is part of their native diet. And to get them, you have to go way up into the mountains, into these high bluffs. And they use these short sticks called cuppins to dig the roots out of the rocky soil. And then after you've spent 4 or 5 days in the sleet and the snow, they get them very early in the spring and you're up in the mountains and it's terribly cold. After you've bent over for about 4 days picking these roots, then you go back to the longhouse and peel them for several days at a time in really hard folding chairs. And so I was about to give up, but then I looked across the room and there was like an 80-year-old woman just burning me, doing roots faster than I could. And so I just had to keep going. And, but it's those types of activities that I've done, trying to understand their culture and spend time with them that has allowed me to report more deeply on the Native American communities in the Northwest.
Anna, you have covered this story as history and as culture and as a debate, a scientific debate. Has it changed you in all of that you've learned? Do you have a different point of view from one you held before?
I try to be neutral between the tribes and the scientists, but you really feel on both sides how much they care and believe in what they were fighting for. On the scientific side, you saw the passion to ask these questions and the search for knowledge. And if only we had a little better tool, or if only we had a little bit better DNA test, or if only we knew this, you know, the struggle towards more knowledge. On the Native American side, you could not ignore the passion and the just deep, deep sorrow and feelings from the Native Americans, who really thought of him as their grandfather or somebody who had just passed on that they might have known in life. They don't see any difference between Kennewick man and a grandma or a grandpa they would have known in life. And they just want that person to be at rest and to be honored and to be in the ground so that their spirit is at peace. The Native Americans believe that a spirit that is unsettled, if their bones are out of the ground and are not placed in a good place, that that person, that spirit, will come back and make the people sick in the tribe. And so it's not just a problem, like something they want to do. It's something that they believe they have to do to keep the health of their own people.
Reporter Anna King of the Northwest News Network telling you the story of Kennewick Man. The 9,000-year-old skeleton of Kennewick Man was reburied last weekend. Anna's series on Kennewick Man's return to the tribes is called Back to Earth. It tells that story through the eyes of tribal representatives and the scientists who wanted to keep him, and the man at the Burke Museum who watched Kennewick Man's remains as the tribes and the scientists fought over the custody. We are tweeting out a link to that series now. Join us at KUOW.